How can Christians be a part of the discussion on racism in the United States? A ministry is helping its students get second chances. And do you have fond memories of VBS? You're not alone. Get the details on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A busted pool party in McKinney, Texas became a national flashpoint about racism in the United States. Carl Muller, president and CEO of Biblica, is asking himself this question.
How did we get to a place where the immediate response of people, black and white, is to defend our viewpoints to the degree that we won't even recognize injustice, we won't even recognize brutality, but we also won't recognize responsibilities for the direction of our culture?
What's the fix? Knowing God's word well enough for it to serve as truth context. Nothing's new under the sun.
When we read the Bible for what it's worth, we actually see that there's a context of real life here, and that there are people who struggle with the same issues we struggle with. But the problem is, in our culture, we're not struggling with those issues. We're just emotionally reacting to those issues because we have no truth context for us to deal with the problem of race relations.
Biblica's offering tools to help with Bible engagement. You'll find those links at our website. Colombians may be cheering the women's soccer team on as it battles for the World Cup, but they're booing the government. Support for peace talks aimed at ending 50 years of civil war has dropped 17% since February. And yet, according to Open Doors USA, there's hope amid frustration. Even guerrilla fighters are coming to know the Lord because Christians won't let fear hold them back. Find ways to encourage them at missionnews.org. Well, desperation, suicide, and drug abuse run rampant through many Native American reservations, but this summer, many will find hope. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is holding its annual Warrior Leadership Summit and Summer of Hope Tour, where First Nation youth in Canada and the U.S. will hear the gospel. Brad Hutchcraft of RHM.
When these young people walk into that room, we hear time and time again them say, "I realized that I am not alone." And this is what's so huge. We have one of our young people who said, when you're at your reservation, you think you're alone because you're the only believer there. Then you come to WLS and there's over 600 of you there.
RHM's way of bringing hope is through a trained group of Native young people called the On Eagles Wings Team.
The best way that I've seen for hope to be brought is just through other Native young people who have experienced similar things, who have gone through similar depression and faced a lot of the same issues.
Find out how you can help reach First Nation youth for Christ in our web story. Meanwhile, drug abuse, poverty, and political corruption run rampant throughout India. There are also reasons why some end up in jail. But with the help of Crossroad Bible Institute, prisoners are starting over. 12 CBI India students were recently baptized. Some were ex-drug addicts but found hope in God through CBI pastors. You too can help reach those in prison. Pray that CBI would effectively lead prisoners to Jesus. Read our web story for donation and volunteer opportunities. And remember how much you loved Vacation Bible School? You're not alone. Kids in India are a fan of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's 10-day children's Bible clubs. Lindsay Ackerman of Mission India.
On the last day, the kids have a big program to celebrate, and often they'll have a little parade through the area and singing and inviting people to join them and come to the program. And so it's really a joyful celebration of God and what He's doing in their lives, and it's a great opportunity for our partners to reach parents as well.
Once the 10 days are up, the fun isn't over. Mission India runs year-long Bible clubs.
This is a chance for the kids to come every day after school, or if they're not in school, they just come in the evening. And they are able to continue to be discipled, to be ministered to, and the partner is able to continue to build those relationships with the kids and families.
Want to help out? You can give or pray. Just go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name when you click on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's the Bible Stick link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.